Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Review 52 cast for September 28th, 2011. I, of course, am your host, The Dead Man. Join me today, I got Bobby. How are you?
I'm not too bad.
Outstanding. So, Aaron Ye will not be joining us this week because he sucks. So, but I have all scores, so we don't worry about that. So, last week we said we'd try to do more reviews. We did not.
I think that was our worst week yet, actually.
No, our worst week was, I think there was one week where, like, actually this was our worst week. RNA didn't do any, I mean, you only did one each.
Yeah, every other week I did at least two.
Yeah. Oh well, so, let's get started. Let's read down RNA's stuff first. So let's just read off what we actually read for this week. So, Bowie, what did you read for this week?
Okay, so I read DC Universe Presents, Green Lantern Corps, Legion of Superheroes, and Red Hood and the Outlaws.
Okay, I read Batman, Nightwing, Catwoman, and Wonder Woman. And Aaron Ye read Birds of Prey, Blue Beetle, Cat-Mad, and Supergirl. So, just out of the ones that you read this week, what was your favorite?
My favorite had to be DC Universe Presents.
Okay.
It's not the most exciting, but it's definitely got a really deep and interesting storyline to it, which I always like.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So, based on Aranya's score, it looks like his favorite was Captain Atom. Mainly because of the art. Yeah. And for me, Batman, obviously. Just so good. Written by a great writer. Art by one of my favorite artists. So fucking amazing. Okay, so let's get into the meat of it. Bobby, let's run down some of the ones you did not get around to reviewing. What are you starting with?
I guess I'll start off with Legion of Superheroes, since I can't remember character names, and I gave up with that one, so I'm not even going to worry about it.
So many fucking characters.
Yeah, that was my main issue with it. I didn't like all the characters being thrown in my face, rapid fire, almost no background to any of them. It's just like, here's a shitload of characters.
Yeah, it just kind of character overload.
Yeah. So, like, within two pages, I was forgetting who was who. especially since, within those two pages, they disguised themselves. So, like, here's a bunch of characters, now we're going to put them in disguise. Good luck.
Here's a bunch of characters you know nothing about, and we're going to put them all in disguises. Yeah, I read one of the, like, fucking Legion of Superhero things before they did New 52. There's, like, every page is just, like... There's actually one page where it's, like, a list. You know, it's, like, a small character. A little yellow text bubble with some information on them.
Yeah, that was pretty much every page of this bloody comic. It was just a whole bunch of characters in little yellow boxes saying who they were.
Okay. How about story? What's a good story?
Not bad. Once again, it's not exactly as fresh with the New 52 as some others. It definitely relies heavily on the previous storyline, so myself, never having gotten into the Legion of Superheroes series, was a little bit lost, must say. I'd say there's some good bits to it. Not terribly interesting, though, unless you are an avid reader of the series. Mm-hmm. It's mostly just trying to get you to understand who the characters are and showing off as many powers as it possibly can.
Okay. What do you think of the art?
I don't really know what to say about it. Sorry, I'm so unprepared for these things. Let's take a second look here.
Okay. So, insert your own background music. Anyone who's listening?
I'm actually a fan of the art. I must say, taking a second look at it, it's very detailed, pretty realistic. could use some more, I don't know, vivid color. Everything's a little bit faded. Mm-hmm. But otherwise, I do enjoy the art.
Okay, cool. So, score for Legion Superheroes.
I think I'm going to have to go with a 3 out of 5.
3 out of 5, okay. So, moving on, what's next?
Next would be Red Hood and the Outlaws.
Okay, so this one I was a little confused about, because on the cover I think it had like Starfire, Speedy, and then Jason Todd.
Yeah, they're all in it.
Okay, so what's it about?
Okay, so give me a second to look, because you know how I am with character names. I don't want to screw any of them up. Mm-hmm. But I know Jason Todd is like the Red Hood. So I'm solid enough there to know what's going on.
Starfire is the alien chick who has her boobs out.
Almost. Yeah. Well, she's a total whore in this series. I'm going to say it outright. She basically says she has... It's basically said she has no attachment to any humans whatsoever. And that...
That's a pretty big character change.
So because of that, well, basically, she's so detached from humanity, she doesn't even remember humans she's met a couple months back. She doesn't remember Dick Grayson or anyone else from her past.
Wow.
And also, because she has no attachment whatsoever, she'll fuck anybody. Literally, Roy Harper, after Jason Todd saves him from prison... they're back on this, like, desert island sanctuary thing, and Starfire just kind of walks up to Roy Harper and says, "So, do you want to have sex with me?"
Oh god, I should have never given the series to you.
Starfire, yeah, they get her in a bikini, which is more than what she normally wears.
God, yes.
There's a pervy little kid taking pictures of her, who... That might have more meaning than just being a pervy little kid.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I do like it for the storyline. You know, kind of bit more badass view of the Batman universe.
Cool.
They're out of Gotham, kind of disconnected, but looks like they might have to go back. So yeah, overall, good story. Artwork, the artwork is, I have mixed feelings about it. I like it, and I don't. How do I describe this? It's mostly a good feel to it, but in some scenes, there's just way too many lines. Like, okay. If you read the first page, it's like the page got dirty before it was published. It somewhat adds to the feel, but sometimes it's just really annoying and you can't quite tell what you're looking at.
Okay.
But overall, I'd say it's a solid 3.5.
Okay. Okay, so, last one.
Green Lantern Corps. Now, this is the one I'm really having trouble with names, because I can't remember the name of the human Green Lanterns in it.
There's Guy Gardner, John Stewart, Kyle Rayner.
Okay. I know Guy Gardner's in it.
John Stewart's the black one?
Yeah. Those two. Guy Gardner, John...
Okay.
Yeah. Anyway, so now that I know that, because, you know, I can't remember names for shit... But I must say it's much better than the just Green Lantern series where nothing happens. Mm-hmm. A lot happens in this issue. It's actually really interesting. There is still a bit more that dealing with the whole I'm on Earth and yet I don't feel like I fit in. So basically, mm-hmm. Guy Gardner and John Stewart they pretty much discuss how they don't really want to stay on Earth anymore. Mm-hmm. As Green Lanterns, because they don't fit in whatsoever.
That'd be kind of weird, because I'm pretty sure that, like old series, Guy Gardner was living on Oa. He had his own bar there.
Well, that would make sense.
Set up a pub on Oa.
And they went a little darker than they have with some previous Green Lantern stuff. I mean, there's a lot of death and blood and gore and dismemberment in this issue. Mm-hmm. Pretty much the entire planet gets wiped out.
Aw, sweet.
And, you know, Green Lanterns are being cut down left and right. Mm-hmm. So I found that pretty awesome.
Okay.
So yeah, overall, the artwork is Green Lantern artwork.
Okay.
There's not much else to say about it than that. It's there's not any of the annoying, awkward close-ups of the main Green Lantern series that I was so annoyed with before. So it's just a little bit better than the main Green Lantern series, but otherwise it's Green Lantern artwork.
Okay. You know if it's done by the same guy?
Let me give that a quick check. I have, like, they're just, like, one page away from each other in this thing I have. No, it is not the same artist. Both series actually have two artists.
Huh.
And neither of them are shared. The cover of Green Lantern Corps is by the artist for Green Lantern.
Weird.
So there's something.
Yeah, I remember the cover for Green Lantern was done by the artist, was done by the guy that did the art for Batman.
Yeah, which explains why it looks so much different than the actual art in the comic.
Yeah.
Because the cover looks kick-ass, and the comic, not so much. Yeah.
Okay, so, what do you give the core?
The core, I would actually give a solid 4 out of 5.
Okay, cool. 4 out of 5. Alright, so, on to me. So, let's start with Catwoman. I like Catwoman. Like, not just because she's kind of hot, like really hot, she is actually an interesting character.
Oh, you know you just want to see her fight Starfire.
That'd be cool. Marvel versus, like, DC versus Marvel again, only fight, and have her fight Black Cat. Okay. So, story starts out, Catwoman, she was looking at Kyle, she's in her apartment. She's getting dressed, and, like, really hurriedly, like, alright, so, clothes check, bra check, cast check, and then all of a sudden, a bunch of guys with skull masks kick down her door and blow up her apartment. So, right off the bat...
Good start.
She's jumping off.
Good start.
Yeah, so then there just kind of goes on a bit for, building character. Like, she goes and meets one of her contacts, tries to find a place to live, get a job so she can get some work. And when she gets to the job she's doing, she's working at a bar as a bartender. She rips someone to pieces.
Wow.
Yeah, like a friend of hers who was a hooker or something, she got, like, murdered in front of her, and the guy who did it was there, so Catwoman literally tears him the fuck up. Like no hand claws or anything, not like no gloves on with the claws, just with her own fingernails, rips this guy to pieces.
Just kicks ass.
Yes, just goes in the bathroom, takes off the wig that she's wearing, and then just, you see, like, a hand go across this, hand go across the panel, and then blood fly everywhere. Yeah, so it's fucking awesome. Also, just spoiler alert, there's bat sex. Yes. Yeah, so, and it, so it goes into a lot more of, like, with her character, it goes into a lot more of, like, psychological damage that's been done to her, because, I mean, her sister was brutally tortured by Black Mask, who she had to kill. Then she got her heart taken out. Like, actually, her heart was removed before Batman could get it back and put it back in. Then there's a whole bunch of other shit that happened with Blackest Night. I'm not sure if that's still canon or not, but it's starting to show. Like, she is starting to kind of break at the seams, and she's looking for anything she can latch onto to help get her some sense of normalcy. And guess who shows up?
Batman.
Nitter, 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 sex! Okay, so, well, Catwoman is fantastic issue. It's a really good story. I love what they're doing with the character. She still has that kind of, you know, not so serious attitude, like kind of flirty, sexy attitude when dealing with stuff. But you can tell she's kind of breaking. You can tell that shit's getting too intense for her, and she needs something. Like, one of the lines in there is like, I don't want him, I need him. So I'm hoping they do something with that. I am praying they do something with that, because I would really like to see the Batman-Catwoman relationship expand, and instead of just being, you know, essentially Black Cat and Spider-Man.
Yeah.
So, and the art style, just, I never talk about the art, but it kind of reminds me of the Batwoman stuff, when she's actually in the Batwoman costume. Everything's kind of shiny, everything's kind of like soft shadows on everything, and I really like it. It's got a nice contrast, because, you know, it's got like the black, black everything, but then there are a whole bunch of neon lights all over the place, like even on the cover. It's like Catwoman in like a full bodysuit on the side of a building, while there is bright lights everywhere.
Yep, I've seen that.
Yeah, so I really like this issue. I'm going to give it 5 out of 5.
Cool.
So, next up, we got Nightwing. So this is Dick Grayson. He is no longer Batman. He is as Nightwing. He's got a new Nightwing costume. It's more red now. And he is out patrolling the streets. And the circus, the traveling circus that he worked and lived at before his parents were murdered, is in Gotham. So he goes back there, he meets some people, does some stuff, and then we get some, and then later on we get some weird stuff going on, because someone is trying to kill Dick Grayson. We don't really know why. We don't know who's trying to kill him, we don't know why they're trying to kill him. So that's interesting. I'm really looking forward to seeing where that goes, but, and another cool thing this issue does is it shows the like very big difference between Bruce Wayne and his Batman persona with Dick Grayson and his Nightwing persona. Because Dick, he's not living in the mansion anymore. He's out in like a little, he's out in a little apartment, like a little loft, and he just left his costume out on the floor with the other laundry.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Like one side of his, I'm pretty sure like one side of his loft is just a window. So he has just his Nightwing costume lying on the floor in a heap, while one wall of his apartment is a window.
Because, you know, villains never go above street level.
Mm-hmm. Unless you're Firefly. Okay. But I like the issue, but I don't know, there's just something kind of off there to me, like, good. Like, Dick Grayson, I get that he's kind of like the antithesis of the Batman. He has the detective skills, but he also has personality. He is essentially Batman crosses Spider-Man. You know, he goes in, does the whole, like, I'm the Shadows thing. It comes out, starts putting out quips and smiling and punching you in the face.
Actually, Spider-Man was the first thing I started thinking when you said, tiny apartment.
Mm-hmm. Well, tiny compared to the Wayne Manor.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is like a loft apartment. It is
probably not fancy. Tiny compared to where I live.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like, I'm guessing, like, in size, it'd be like the size of the first floor of my house.
Tiny for him. I'd like to move there, if my rent didn't go up.
Tiny for a Wayne, because he's essentially a Wayne. I'm pretty sure Bruce Wayne adopted him. But, yeah, like the issue, there was just something kind of off about it to me. But, it's still, really good issue. I'd recommend you read it. Give it 4.5 out of 5. And then, finally, we got Wonder Woman. Ah, Wonder Woman. Okay. So, issue starts out. There's a guy who is literally black, but with glowing red eyes. With three women on top of that penthouse, on top of a penthouse, with a swimming pool on it, and then he ends up turning the three of them into the Fates, like the three sisters who share the eye thing and know the future. He bonds the three of them together, and then starts getting prophecies.
Okay.
While this is going on, a woman who's like living out in the sticks is being attacked by some centaurs who used to be horses. So like what happened? Like what happened was there was this. She was like out in her house doing normal stuff, but then like a woman comes along, grabs like a scythe from the barn, like runs her finger across the blade, then cuts off two of the horse's heads, and then like human bodies grow out of the horse heads, like where the stumps where the head used to be from the stump.
All right.
So then Hermes shows up, and I did not recognize Hermes at first because he looks like a bird. They've changed up the look of the gods, because, like, Hermes now, he is blue-skinned, big black eyes, and chicken feet. So, yeah. Then gives her a magic key, which then takes her to Wonder Woman, who is sleeping buck naked.
Seems to be a common theme with the New 52.
Yeah.
Fan service.
Yeah, just get the... Like, see them chicks? Get them naked. Like, you don't actually really see anything except for her back. So, Wonder Woman, she wakes up, almost kills the girl, then goes to her closet, gets her stuff out, and like, the woman's just talking like, oh my god, this stuff happened, there's horrible things, then this guy showed up. And then Wonder Woman's just like, alright, shut up, where are we going? So she has much more kind of take action than she was, you know, not so much talky-talk, more hacky-slash.
Yeah. Shut up, what do I kill?
But she doesn't actually kill. You know, she wounds, if she immobilizes. And then she beats Hermes, you know, well, and Diana might not actually be the princess of Themyscira. Because Hermes just refers to her as Amazon. Not as princess, just Amazon. So they might be changing that. So that might be why Wonder Woman's doing this, because, you know, she had not gotten the, you know, royalty life, so she might just a little bit more. She might be a little more hardcore now. But yeah, I liked it. It was interesting. Could have used a bit more about what the fuck was going on. But for what it's worth, I thought it was really good. So Wonder Woman, I'm giving a 4 out of 5.
Yeah, just for the what the fuck is going on, I gotta say that's kind of a common theme among the New 52. Like, a lot of them are good, fresh reboots where you can go into it knowing nothing. Mm-hmm. But then some of the other ones, it's like, I need to know what the hell is going on. I'm really confused.
Well, this isn't really just so much confusing, just I could have used more info.
Right.
You know, like, just, like, why is Diana doing this? Where was she actually living? Because when the girl teleports to Diana, she's just in kind of a nondescript apartment. You know, looked outside the window, it's just white. Well, like, kind of yellow hue, like, you can tell there's sun out there, but not really any indicators of where she actually is. Then just opens her closet to get all this shit. You know, it doesn't really say whether or not anything is anything. So, I just could have used a little bit more, like, backstory on how Diana got to the human world this time. So, on to RNA stuff. So, he did Birds of Prey first. So, just read some of the bullet points I got. So, it's a three-girl team. So, what's not to like about that? Got them sexy bitches. But one thing that I told the story was a bit confusing. Like what you've been saying. The story was a bit confusing. And they set up this mystery in it, and they don't really delve too much into it, which he kind of liked. It's enticing and gives you more of a reason to come back later. But he said the art, it is standard art, it is as basic comic book as possible, he said. You know, it's not like genre redefining or anything, it's just, you know, when someone who doesn't read comics thinks of comic book art, this is probably what they think of. So, he gave it a 4 out of 5. Then they also did Blue Beetle. So, one thing I was wondering about was what they're going to do with Ted Kord. Because Ted died in Infinite Crisis, like, lead up to Infinite Crisis, but we aren't really sure whether or not he'll be coming back we weren't really sure whether or not he'd be coming back or anything. But he's not. He is dead, still. And they have current Blue Beetle, Randy didn't remember who it was. I think it's Jamie Reyes, the current Blue Beetle from the old universe, but I don't fucking know. So, he said the story was okay, but it was a super origin story.
Oh, by the way, it is Jamie Reyes.
Okay. So yeah, it is just, yeah, Aaron Yeh said it was just a super origin story. Like, he didn't even get into the Blue Beetle armor until the end of the issue. Spoilers. Yes, spoiler alert, a Blue Beetle becomes Blue Beetle at the end. Yeah, we said the art was cool. So he gave it a 3 out of 5. So, Captain Atom, this was by far his highest rated. So, he banged on about the art, because he's an artist, but he loved the art. He said the art was fantastic. It was the best art of any of the issues that he's read so far. And he especially liked the art on Captain Atom. Like, the blue and white things did some nice work on him. And he said the story was really good, too. It's got interesting danger posed toward the captain. Not just from villains, but also his atoms are splitting apart. Like, the atoms in his body are breaking down, and he doesn't know why. So, he gave this issue a 4.5 out of 5. And then finally, Supergirl. He said he liked the issue. It's a good character. It's true to the Supergirl roots, but they made some changes that he liked. It's kind of an origin story, but it does get away from that, like, later on as the issue goes on. And it appears to be more tied into the Superman universe than the Superboy stuff is.
Right.
Superboy seems to be kind of happening while Superman is happening somewhere else. But then Supergirl seems to be happening in a relatively close place to where Superman is happening. So, he gave it a 4 out of 5. So, I guess that does it for this week. So, best issues of the week so far. DC Presents Batman and Captain Atom. Check it out. So, for next week, I'll be taking a look at Batman, The Dark Knight, The Flash, The Fury of Firestorm, Justice League Dark, and Superman. Well, we're going to be looking at for the next week.
Alright, I'm looking at All-Star Western, I believe Blackhawks, I Vampire, and Green Lantern New Guardians.
Okay, so then that leaves for RNA, Aquaman, Savage Hawkman, Teen Titans, and Voodoo. So, this is a short one this week, I think.
Well, it's just the Review 52, it's not a full comic book cast.
Yeah, true, but like, last one we did, I think that went on for like an hour or two.
Eh, whatever.
Yeah, okay. So, those are the reviews you can expect for the next week. Don't get your hopes up, though. Because we are fucking busy. I have 2 research papers due next week. So, well, till next time. I am dead.
I'm Bovion.
Rarun Yeh. See you next time.